Chapter 10. The Christian Life. It was said, the child at school looks at the copy in the writing book and imitates it, trying to write each line better. That is the Christian life, and that is all of it. Is that all of it? Not by any means. If it were all of it, there would be no hope for you. For the pattern is Jesus Christ, in whom dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you can never, ever successfully copy his life. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8 and 9. If you would copy the life of Christ, as the schoolboy copies his lesson, and do it successfully, you must have power equal to that of God. If the boy whose hand the master holds and guides in imitating the copy were used as an illustration of the Christian life, it would be a step nearer the truth, but even that would not be the truth. That is mechanical. The boy may yield his hand willingly to the master, that it may be guided. But the writing is, after all, not his own. God does not use you as a dead instrument to be operated on, although you are to yield yourself as an instrument of righteousness to him. The Christian life is simply the life of Christ. If the master who gets the copy for the schoolboy could put all his own skill and power into that boy, so that what he writes will not be merely an imitation of the master's copy, but the master's own writing, and still the free act of the boy, we should have an excellent illustration of the Christian life. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 and 13. I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. 1 John chapter 2, verse 6. And how was it that he walked? Christ himself said, The Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. John chapter 14, verse 10. Christ has set you the copy, but instead of standing off and watching you try to imitate him, he gladly comes into your heart, becoming one with you, so that his life is your life, and his acts are yours. This is life, your Christian life.